Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Gold. All right, and here we're Zechus Menachos Daf Mem, the fourth Parakat Chelas. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, regarding the obligation of tzadim betzitzes, a linen cloak in tzitzes. Beis Shammai exempts it and forbids putting Chelas on it because Beis Shammai holds that shatnez was never permitted for tzitzes. Rather, he must place four white linen threads. Beis Hillel obligates a linen cloak in ordinary tzitzes with Chelas because shatnez is overridden for tzitzes. Elazar bar Tzadok said, but anyone who places tchelas on linen garments in Yerushalayim simply astonishes everyone who sees it. Rebbe said that since the halacha falls Beis Hillel, the shatnez is permitted for tzitzes, why did they forbid it in Yerushalayim? Because they're not experts in halacha. The Gemara assumes this means they're unfamiliar with a special permit for shatnez and tzitzes, but objects that we should publicize it. Rava eventually explains they were concerned that one's garment may tear within three finger breadths of the corner, which he might sew with the linen and leave a thread hanging as tzitzes, which is invalid because of ta'asa b'lamina asui. You shall make tzitzes and not use that which was already made. Rav Zera explains they were concerned for shatnez in a ksus laila, a night garment which does not require tzitzes and therefore has no permit for shatnez. Point in which Rava presented a ruling which was also taught in Eretz Yisrael in Rabbi Zera's name. He shall beg it, the kanafeo shall or chayevis. If the garment is made of cloth, but the corners are made of leather, it's obligated in tzitzes. He shall or kanafeo shall beg it, patur. But if the garment is made of leather and the corners are made of cloth, it's exempt from tzitzes. The reason for these halachos is, ikur bega be'inan. We require that the main part of the garment to be of a material obligated in tzitzes, not its corners. Rav Chaya, on the other hand, azu basu kanaf, follow the corner of the garment in determining whether the garment was obligated in tzitzes. Thus, he arrived at the opposite ruling. Regardless of what the body of the garment was made of, if the corners were cloth, he required tzitzes, and if the corners were leather, he did not require tzitzes. And point number three, Rav Huna said, if one placed tzitzes on a three-cornered garment and then completed it into a four-cornered garment and added tzitzes to the fourth corner, psula, it's invalid, mishum tatsa v'lumin asui, because of the principle, you shall make tzitzes and not use that which was already made. The garment was not subject to tzitzes when the first three were placed onto it since it lacked a fourth corner and did not fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, after the fourth corner is added, the first three cannot become valid after the fact. The Gemara challenges applying tatsa v'lumin asui to prematurely attach tzitzes because Rabbi Zera said, hita l'mutelis, if one places tzitzes on a garment which already had tzitzes placed onto it, the new tzitzes are valid even if the original tzitzes are removed. Although these tzitzes were attached when they were not required, they are not disqualified because of tatsa v'lumin asui. Rava suggests that since adding superfluous tzitzes violates baltosi, do not add to a mitzvah, their attachment to the garment was not considered making tzitzes until the original threads are removed. Rapapa rejects this answer because the superfluous tzitzes may have been attached to nullify the original threads and does not violate baltosi, and therefore is an event of making invalid tzitzes. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, regarding the obligation of tzadim betzitzes, a linen cloak in tzitzes, Beis Shammai exempts it and forbids putting tchelos on it because Beis Shammai holds that shatnez was never permitted for tzitzes. Rather, he must place four white linen threads. Beis Hillel obligates a linen cloak in ordinary tzitzes with tchelos because shatnez is overridden for tzitzes. Elazar bar Tzadok said, but anyone who places tchelos on linen garments in Yerushalayim simply astonishes everyone who sees it. Rebbe said that since the halacha falls Beis Hillel, the shatnez is permitted for tzitzes, why did they forbid it in Yerushalayim? Because they're not experts in halacha. The Gemara assumes this means they're unfamiliar with a special permit for shatnez and tzitzes, but objects that we should publicize it. Rava eventually explains they were concerned that one's garment may tear within three finger breadths of the corner, which he might sew with the linen and leave a thread hanging as tzitzes, which is invalid because of ta'asa b'lamina asui. You shall make tzitzes and not use that which was already made. Rav Zera explains they were concerned for shatnez in a ksus laila, a night garment which does not require tzitzes and therefore has no permit for shatnez. Point in which Rava presented a ruling which was also taught in Eretz Yisrael in Rabbi Zera's name. He shall beg it, the kanafeo shall or chayevis. If the garment is made of cloth, but the corners are made of leather, it's obligated in tzitzes. He shall, or kanafeo, shall beg it, patur. But if the garment is made of leather and the corners are made of cloth, it's exempt from tzitzis. The reason for these halachos is, ikur bega be'inan, we require that the main part of the garment to be of a material obligated in tzitzis, not its corners. Rav Chaya, on the other hand, azu basa kanaf, follow the corner of the garment in determining whether the garment was obligated in tzitzis. Thus, he arrived at the opposite ruling. Regardless of what the body of the garment was made of, if the corners were cloth, he required tzitzis, and if the corners were leather, he did not require tzitzis. And point number three, Rav Huna said, Hitu l'baal shalosh v'hishlimu l'arba. If one placed tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then completed it into a four-cornered garment and added tzitzis to the fourth corner, psula, it's invalid, mishum tatsa v'lumin asui, because of the principle, you shall make tzitzis and not use that which was already made. The garment was not subject to tzitzis when the first three were placed onto it, since it lacked a fourth corner, and did not fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, after the fourth corner is added, the first three cannot become valid after the fact. The Gemara challenges applying tatsa v'lumin asui to prematurely attach tzitzis, because Rabbi Zera said, hita l'mutelis, if one places tzitzis on a garment which already had tzitzis placed onto it, the new tzitzis are valid even if the original tzitzis are removed. Although these tzitzis were attached when they were not required, they are not disqualified because of tatsa v'lumin asui. Rava suggests that since adding superfluous tzitzis violates bal tosif, do not add to a mitzvah, their attachment to the garment was not considered making tzitzis until the original threads are removed. Rav Papa rejects this answer because the superfluous tzitzis may have been attached to nullify the original threads and does not violate bal tosif, and therefore is an event of making invalid tzitzis. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem, and our standard siman relates to Mayim, and we use a pool for the siman of pool. So here goes. The boy from Bnei Brak who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tcheles, heard the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis call out to a boy to stop trying to add a fourth corner on a three-corner garment with tzitzis because of tase v'lomina asui. Once again, slow motion. The boy from Bnei Brak who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area. Pool? That must mean we're on Daf Mem, Mayim. The boy from Bnei Brak who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tcheles, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about tcheles on linen garments and why the rabbis forbade it. Moazer Bar Tzadok said, but anyone who places tcheles on linen garments in Yerushalayim simply astonishes everyone who sees it. So the boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tcheles, heard of the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the tzitzis obligation is determined by the material of the main garment or the corners. So the boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tcheles, heard the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis call out to a boy to stop trying to add a fourth corner on a three-corner garment with tzitzis because of tase v'lomina asui, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Hita l'baal shalosh v'hishlimu l'arba. If one placed tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then completed it into a four-cornered garment and added tzitzis to the fourth corner, psua, it's invalid, mishum tase v'lomina asui. Because of the principle, you shall make tzitzis and not use that which was already made. The garment was not subject to tzitzis when the first three were placed onto it, since it lacked a fourth corner, and didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, after the fourth corner is added, the first three cannot become valid after the fact. So once again, the boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tcheles, heard the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis, called out to a boy to stop trying to add a fourth corner on a three-corner garment with tzitzis because of tase v'lomina asui. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazar.
Daf Lamed Vav. So the simur Daf Lamed Vav is a luav. So here goes. The man who noticed a luav, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav. The man who noticed a luav on the table as he was putting on his tefillin asked his friend, do we make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? In between making the bracha on the shel yad and putting on the shel rosh, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the brachas over the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. So the man who noticed the luav on the table as he was putting on his tefillin asked his friend, do we make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? In between making the bracha on the shel yad and putting on the shel rosh. To which his friend answered, Chol HaMoed is like yantiv, and we don't wear tefillin. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether tefillin are worn at night or in Shabbos and yantiv. So the man who noticed the luv on the table as he was putting on his tefillin asked his friend, do we make a bracha on tefillin on the chol hamoed? In between making the bracha on the shel yad and putting on the shel rosh. To which his friend answered, chol hamoed is like yantiv, and we don't wear tefillin. While their friend nearby touched his own tefillin because his attention to them was being distracted by the conversation, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, a person is obligated to touch his tefillin constantly to remain mindful of them. This can be derived from a kal vachomer from the tzitz. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the simon Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they used their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag. That must be more on Daf Lamed Zayin. The boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they used their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag, which reminds us that Gemara brings various reasons how we know tefillin shel yad are placed on the left arm, whereas a left-handed person places the tefillin on his right arm. So the boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they used their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag aim for the tefillin targets on their opponent's biceps right near their heart, which reminds us that Braisa defines al yadcha as referring specifically to the kiboris, the biceps muscle. The place for the shel rosh, expressed as bein einecha, between your eyes, means the kadkod, which is further explained as makum shemocho shel tinek rofe, the place where an infant's skull is soft. Braisa gives several sources that yadcha refers to the biceps muscle. So the boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they use their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag, aim for the tefillin targets on their opponent's biceps right near their heart, and argued that they should get four separate points for hitting the targets on the four corners of their opponent's tzitzis, which reminds us, Gemara brings a malchokas, if four tzitzis are considered one mitzvah or four mitzvahs.
Daf Lamed Ches. So the siman Daf Lamed Ches is lach, liquid, and we use chicken soup for the siman. So here goes.
When the man cooking up tchelis in a chicken soup pot, chicken soup, that must be on daf lamed ches, a davar lach, a liquid. When the man cooking up tchelis in a chicken soup pot to dye his ketzitzes told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelis is not ma'akev lavan, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokas if tchelis and lavan threads are ma'akev each other. So when the man cooking up tchelis in a chicken soup pot to dye his ketzitzes told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelis is not ma'akev lavan, his nephew said he'll wait, but in the meantime he'll put white on his blue baga because white strings always come first, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether the mitzvah for the lavan to precede the tchelis is ma'akev. So when the man cooking up tchelis in a chicken soup pot to dye his ketzitzes told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelis is not ma'akev lavan, his nephew said he'll wait, but in the meantime he'll put white on his blue baga because white strings always come first, while the cousin came in with his tchelis strings ripped and the white ones whole, which reminds us the Gemara discusses gardumim, stubs, left when threads tear. The Mishnah is teaching that if the tchelis threads were reduced to stubs and the white threads remain, or vice versa, the tzitzis are still valid. The Gemara asks for the minimum shear of these stubs, and Shmuel says, kedei la'anvan, enough to tie them into a slipknot.
Daf Lamites. So the siman Daf Lamites is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the siman. So here goes. The tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman. Mailman. That must be more on Daf Lamites. Letter. The tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman, who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesha Elyon Deraisa, which reminds us, Rava says that we can prove Kesha Elyon Deraisa. The upper knot of tzitzis is a biblical requirement, meaning tzitzis must be tied to the garment with at least one knot. So the tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman, who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesha Elyon Deraisa, and made sure that his tzitzis were one-third braided and two-thirds fringe, which reminds us, Rabbi quoted Shmuel, though others quoted it from Rav, tcheos shekrach ruba kasheret. If most of the tcheos was braided, meaning two-thirds of the tzitzis were braided and one-third loose, it's valid. Rav also said, v'noi tcheos shlish gedil v'shnei shlishi anav. The beauty of tcheos is to have one-third braid and two-thirds fringe. So the tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman, who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesha Elyon Deraisa, and made sure that his tzitzis were one-third braided and two-thirds fringe, was delivering a package of wool tzitzis to the man who was going to put them on his linen garment. Which reminds us that Rav Yehuda says that either tzemer or pishtan can be used for tzitzis in the opposite type of garment, and can be used for any other material. Rava says that tzemer and pishtan can be used for all materials, and any material may be used as tzitzis in their own type of garment, but not for others.
All right, so now it's time to cook with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you and the reason why the tefillin shel yad are placed on the left arm, and for a left-handed person, they're placed on the right arm? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 2.
Which stuff do we discuss putting tzitzis of tzemer or pishtan for garments of the opposite type or other materials? That's on daf Lemon test.
Good. Number three. Which daf do you discuss whether the mitzvah of the leaven to precede the tchelas is ma'akiv? That's on daf. Lamed Ches. Good. Number four.
Which daf do we learn if one place tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then completed into a four-cornered garment and adds tzitzis to the fourth corner, it's possible because of tase v'lumina asui? That's on daf. Mem.
Good. Number five. Which daf do we discuss when the tefillin are worn at night or on Shabbos or on Yantav? That's on daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number six. Which daf do we discuss the order of the parshios in tefillin? That's on daf. Lamed Dalad. Good. Number seven.
Which daf do you discuss if the tzitzis obligation is determined by the material of the main garment or the corners? That's on daf. Mem.
Good. Number eight. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if tchelas threads were reduced to stubs and the white threads remain or vice versa? That's on daf. Lamed Ches. Good. Number nine.
Which daf does Gemara bring a machlokes about tchelas on linen garments, and we learn why the rabbis forbade it? That's on daf. Mem.
Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss an entrance with only one side post and the requirement to place the mezuzah on the right side? That's on daf. Lamed Dalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.